broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This, ladies and gentlemen, is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders, our founding fathers. We don't have a democracy. Barack lied last night over and over and over and over as he peddled fake news. We don't have the ideals of democracy, thank the heavens. That turns out to be psychotic and eventually results in anarchy. And eventually then that turns into tyranny. We reject democracy. Yes, do we have some democratic principles in our republic? Yes, we do, and thank heavens for that. But it's an element in the republic, not the end-all be-all. Otherwise, if enough people want to have Barack for dinner, they could. I stopped that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt Cosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Looks like the Donald's getting after it in so many ways, it's shocking. Trump asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an environmental activist and skeptic of vaccines, to chair a presidential commission on vaccine safety, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Imagine that. I mean, he's hanging out with the Kennedys, you know. I mean, you imagine being friends with basically everybody you can. I mean,
Man.
That does sound pretty, you know,
hate-filled
and kind of
terrorist.
Evil.
Yeah, it's all that,
for sure.
Not only that, he hates women, too. Just throw that in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. You know,
all right. I mean, now, he hates women, but he wants to seduce every one of them. They want to make, you know, they're even throwing out allegations now that Donald Trump's hanging around with Russian prostitutes and that he might have had his incest with his adult daughter, Ivanka. See, these lies they're telling folks, there's no evidence for any of that stuff. They're nuts. But, they don't care about
fake
the truth,
news.
Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anyway, good for Robert F. Kennedy, and I hope Donald and Robert find out the truth. Just the fact that we have a gargantuan government program to pay out when they're not safe tells you the answer, Robert Kennedy Jr. Just so
good
you know,
point.
We pay out millions and millions and millions of dollars when the vaccines aren't safe.
Yep.
The Vaccine Reparation Fund or whatever it's called. Anyway, that's just the start. But anyway, at least Donald's willing to look at that, I hope. We gained ground there as well. And I brought it up because we had on Alan Phillips just the other day, and, you know, vaccinerights.com. And it's just an interesting tidbit we follow. We want choice. If you want to vaccinate, go right ahead, folks. Just don't force me to take the jab, okay? By the way, the Internal Revenue Service came out with a new government report on the Internal Revenue Service. Kurt, did you see this?
No. And I imagine it was really tough on themselves if they did it on themselves. You know?
They were hardcore on themselves, Kurt. Yeah. Now, you know that
really?
The IRS is, might become extinct under the Donald, right?
Oh, we'd hate to see that.
That happens. I have my doubts, but we still can pray. We still
so it's
can
an
hope.
Endangered species?
Well, don't say that or they'll try to keep
about.
It, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Anyway, here's the interesting thing. The headline says this. The Internal Revenue Service should shift its focus from tax enforcement to taxpayer service in an effort to build trust and confidence, a new government report says. So because they're about to become extinct, people realize that no one likes the Gestapo tactics of the enforcement thugs over at the IRS. So now what they're saying is just so that we don't abolish them entirely, Kurt, they're going, listen, we kind of think the enforcement idea is a little outdated. We want to be your taxpayer service agency, Kurt. They don't want to attack you and steal all your goods and abuse you. And, you know, what they want to do is help you, Kurt. So the IRS is kind of retooling itself
help
to
you
be
out
your
of
favorite
your
help
money.
Companion. Yes, sir. Yes. And it seems to me, isn't it fascinating, right when the IRS might become extinct or be shut down, the Obamacare will be abolished. The IRS won't have anything to do with that. And pretty soon they'll be lowering taxes and simplifying the tax code. Pretty soon the IRS won't have any relevancy at all. So they're just hoping to, well, retool and help you, Kurt.
I'd help them. Yeah. You know, and I do believe there's some good employees there, I suppose. I just have a hard time recommending that we keep that agency. I mean, there's a lot of, we need border workers. We got, there's a lot of places that I'm sure good government employees would be needed, Sam.
You really think there's good government, huh, Kurt? I thought you were just anti-government.
Well, I know. I just pray for the good guys to be promoted and the bad guys to be moved on to other places to have them repent, so they straighten
can change,
up.
But we don't want them to change and then leave the train again. We want them to change and just go home.
That's right.
Maybe spend some time with their family. You know, that's always a good excuse for these people. But, whatever.
Lots of family time.
Now, the mainstream press said the sky was falling with everything regarding Donald. I mean, Donald even woke up in the morning, the sky was going to fall. Not only was seeing the IRS decide at the least to take a nicer tone, not only are we looking into the vaccine scandals, but we got more good news, Kurt.
Oh, yeah?
U.S. small business is in the news. Did you see this?
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine people being positive about what's happening. I mean, I know they shouldn't because, of course, Hillary didn't win. But, man, I'll tell you what, based on what the small business guys are telling them, man, they're more excited. I guess they've got what they call the Small Business Optimism Index. Now, I didn't know about this.
I did. I've been watching that thing for a long time.
Oh, have you? All right. Well, you're a little more caught up. But this guy named Vince Golle, he writes this. And he says, U.S. Small Business Optimism Index surges by most since 1980. Now, 1980 was, I think that was the Reagan deal, where he basically said something like, man, we're going to lower taxes and make sure you get to keep more of your money. I mean, imagine a message like that.
Now, the interesting thing about this, Kurt, is,
yeah.
I mean, they told you that the economy is just going to be melting down. Now, the stock markets are all at high. Now, even the Federal Reserve admits there's a brighter outlook. Now, the Small Business Gauge Group has an index that says everything's just surging. I mean, everyone's so full of hope. The real detail will be, will Donald deliver on a lot of what he promises? And he's already started to do so. He's not even president yet. He's just elect. And we've already seen jobs come back to America. We've already seen a change in climate, right, Kurt?
That's right. Well, and you look at this, the National Federation of Independent Business, they have this thing, this index they keep track of. And they say it jumped 7.4 points last month. That's the highest since the end of 2004 when it was 98.4. So now it's 105.8. You've got that. I don't know if you saw that World Bank story, Sam, where they were even saying, well, this could be good for the economy. And they even said, look, the United States is the biggest trading partner for like 25% of the world. And so if the United States is strong, then it probably helps a lot of other places as well. I mean, imagine that kind of thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All I'm telling you is it's great news. The liberals don't know how to handle this. They don't know how to report it. They're just struggling. They're trying to find the negative slant. The problem is there's just less and less negative slants they can put on it without bordering on fake news, which will catch them at once again.
Yep. Yep. That's right. And one lady named Juanita Dugan, she's not of the famous Dugan family, I don't think. But anyway, she's president and chief executive of the National Federation of Independent Business. Anyway, she said this, small business is ready for a breakout. And that can only mean very good things for the U.S. economy. Business owners are feeling better about taking risks and making investments, end quote. Now, the other thing that you want to understand here, that small business isn't just Joe that has a hot dog stand. You know, they figure small business is anything kind of short of what IBM and, you know, the big boys like that. And it's impressive to see what, quote, small business does in America, Sam.
Wow.
And the world.
Amen to that. That's the great news. The sad news is there's FBI informants everywhere. And they're in some of the most unlikely private sector places you could imagine. Details in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live with news the networks refuse to use always on your favorite radio station. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, one of the companies I briefly mentioned before the pause is known as Best Buy, but I guess we got to change their name, Kurt, to Best Lie, because now we're hearing the truth, sir.
Well, yeah, Sam, I guess, you know, we've got lots of different government employees, and the headline here reads, the FBI is apparently paying Geek Squad members to dig around in computers for evidence of criminal activity. So in the story, they talk about, well, law enforcement using a lot of different informants, even people like UPS, for example, where they're supposed to, you know, keep an eye out for suspicious amounts of cash so the, you know, TSA and, you know, FBI and stuff can swoop in and seize it. Unsurprisingly, they say the FBI also has a number of paid informants. You know, it seems like we got enough government employees besides having to buy everybody else up, you know. But anyway, they talk about a Geek Squad employee and, you know, him finding some child porn on somebody's computer and basically getting paid $500 for digging around in customers' computers. Well, it's just a way to make extra money on the side, don't you know, Sam? Apparently...
yeah, the author's pretty clever. By the way, you know how you always say when I bring up something, Kurt, you're like, are you surprised? Well, this author goes, unsurprisingly, the FBI also has a number of paid informants and some work at Best Buy. And then the author then continues and says this, I find this fascinating. Geek Squad by day, government informant, well,
also
by day. By day.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and it'll, you know, things like this will make it sure that.
Who wrote this article, you know, by the way?
Oh, the guy's name. Let's see.
What news service is he with?
I'm trying to remember. I'll have to look it up a little better. But it's amazing to see the different, you know, sources that are there. Especially in the new, as the new media takes center stage. I was looking way down at the end of the story. No, I don't see it there either. But anyway, the bottom line is, you know, if you don't think there's a government employee close to you, and we learned that a lot with the Bundy thing, right, Sam?
Yeah, they were everywhere, I mean, infiltrating that thing. There was more government thugs there than people, Kurt.
I mean, you know, they had, what, 15 of them they found, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, wow, you know, yeah, but that's just what goes on. And in this case, at least the guy that they say they found the bad stuff on his computer, he's now got himself an attorney, and so now he's working on saying, hey, what about the illegal search and seizure and these warrantless searches? And, you know, they say that I guess the Best Buy guys lied to the judge, and you know, interesting stuff going on as we deal with out-of-control government, huh, Sam?
Yeah, and so, you know, next time you want to hire the Geek Squad, I would think again, folks, Best Buy should take the biggest beating over this you could imagine. A backroom deal with government to have their informants paid to steal your personal data and violate your privacy. They claim that because you signed a form allowing Best Buy to come, or, you know, the Geek Squad to come, that you've, you know, waived your rights. And my response is, that's an absolute lie. Just because it's in tiny print and people don't really realize that's what they're agreeing to, that doesn't, you know, it might legally get them out of hot water, but ethically it's a crisis. And I'm telling you right now, Best Buy should absolutely fail as a company over this. The American people, by their wallets, can reject this, Kurt, and they should. I'm never going to Best Buy again.
Let me ask you this simple question, Sam. You know, let's just say somebody in the government was a little upset with you or me, and so they...
Wait a minute,
you
let's
know,
just say.
I mean, it's possible, but let's just say that's possible. And
we know
so
it's happening.
Then
they
we went
to the mainstream press
to,
rags all day long.
Yeah, we went to the Geek Squad, you know, unknowingly. And is it possible that they could literally put images?
Of course they could.
That we didn't have on our computer.
Yes,
because
if they can root around and violate my privacy, they can easily say, well, I'm just installing a driver, sir. And their driver, not even, you know, showing what it's doing on the screen, they could be installing a driver or something that makes sense to fix your computer. And instantly in the background, it could be copying all kinds of porn to your computer. You'd never know, Kurt. I mean, I could even write a program to get that done.
I figured you might be able to figure that out.
Not that I would ever do such a thing. I'm just telling you that it's absolutely possible. And I know how it could happen easily.
Yeah, and you know, when we think, oh no, you know, government would never do anything like that. I mean, you're just forgetting, I think, that there are bad people and there are good people. And if you got bad people doing stuff, you're in trouble.
Yeah, like you could just say installing files, and then all you'd have to do is show on the screen a stream of files that it's installing that are legitimate, but every other file, copy a porn image somewhere else on the computer and not show that one. You'd never know the difference, Kurt.
At least I know I wouldn't. I mean, I'm lucky to be able to...
And at the end,
I've been trying to figure out where the files are on my computer, you know?
And then all I got to do after I copy them there is I got to go in and use a date modification capability and change the date to random previous dates that wouldn't relate to me installing those at all. And you wouldn't even know, Kurt. Now, a forensics expert could figure it out, but it could be done easily.
Yeah, and by the time maybe you got that kind of help, if they already brought it up and basically tried you in the court of public opinion, you know, your reputation, your, you know, whatever was left of it, would be gone, right, Sam?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's what I see.
What a disgrace.
You know, and it's very similar to this whole...
Never go to Best Buy, Kurt.
Yeah, it's very similar to this whole story with... Trump and the Russians and all that kind of stuff, I think. And apparently McCain, you know, was one of the guys who sent his buddies over there because, you know, he was wanting to find some dirt on Trump, you know. All I can say is it's rough stuff. They play rough there in Washington, D.C., Sam.
Boy, howdy. Especially when it's you and I.
Yeah.
Or the Donald.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. And as our old buddy Bo Greitz used to say, when you're catching flack, you're right on target. So anyway, there's got to be a lot of flack coming our way.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh man!
All right, moving on to other stories, but that's fascinating and scary. And never go to Best Buy. I'm telling you, reject them big time.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder if other companies are doing the same thing, though. Beware. All right, exclusive regulators are in the news, Kurt, and they're kind of not happy with Uber, huh? Disruptive technology getting the axe again?
Well, yeah, what you've got is Uber needed some loans, right? And now the federal regulators, you know, the guys that are basically, what, $20 trillion in debt, are criticizing some Wall Street banks over the handling of this $1.15 billion loan that they helped arrange for Uber Technologies. So, you know, I just, when I saw this story, I thought, man, that's the pot calling the kettle black. But, you know, you get basically out of control federal government that spends money like you can't believe and is in debt like crazy. And then they're telling banks, you know, how they ought to deal with I thought Uber was a private company, you know. But I guess Morgan Stanley was one of the banks, and they helped the ride-sharing network tap the leveraged loan market for the first time, persuading institutional investors to focus on its lofty valuation and established markets rather than on the places they were losing money. Now, the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller, I mean, those are the guys that watch your money so carefully, which are trying to rein in risky lending across Wall Street. Yeah, they took issue with the way these banks carved out what was the more mature operations from the rest of the business. They didn't like that. What they called ring fencing, you know, and the federal government, they're real careful with your money. You know what I mean, Sam?
Absolutely. I mean, they got to monitor everybody to the nth degree. Less regulation. Yeah. Donald's spot on. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use. Always on tap, baby.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A journalistic sting carried out by a reporter for the Al Jazeera network apparently caught an official at Israel's embassy in London discussing a hit list of British legislators who were seen as that country's political enemies, reports the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. Shai Massat, an officer in the Israeli Defense Forces and a senior political officer at the London Embassy, referred to potential action targeting several British MPs, asking a civil servant, "Can I give you some MPs that I would suggest you would take down? If you look hard enough, I'm sure there is something that they're trying to hide. A little scandal, maybe." One figure mentioned specifically was Deputy Foreign Minister Sir Alan Duncan, who is a prominent supporter of Palestinian statehood. Crispin Blunt, chair of the Commons Foreign Affairs Select Committee, was also mentioned as a name on the hit list for his support of the Palestinians. Israeli diplomatic officials disavowed Mossad's remarks and promised that he would soon be removed from his post at the London Embassy. During a January 9th session of Parliament, Conservative Party Member of Parliament Sir Hugo Swire, chair of the Conservative Party's Middle East Council, demanded an official investigation of the matter. The British Foreign Office has said that the matter is now closed. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Wow, do we need lots of time to cover lots of news, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. Donald Trump's in the news. A very interesting, positive twist, in my humble opinion. Kurt?
Yeah, imagine Trump in a positive news story, but, you know, at least when he does his own little tweets. But the headline reads, "Trump tax cuts could jumpstart global economy." Andrew Majida, and that's even from the World Bankers that they say that. So imagine World Bankers saying that lowering taxes might help global economy.
Well, they admit it. They finally admit the truth. It took them all until Donald Trump basically got in office. Now they want to be ahead of the curve and say, "See, we told you so." But really, they were lying about it all until now, and now the narrative's changed. You can see it every day. Yeah. Now, Donald Trump has some unique friends, too, Kurt. He's putting one of his friends back in the Oval Office, from what I understand.
Yeah, and, some people say, Washington, D.C. or bust or whatever. Well, in this case, it's the bust of friends. Yeah, I guess what happened was, here's the headline, "Bust of Friends, Donald Trump has asked for bust of Winston Churchill to be put back in the Oval Office after Obama replaced it with Martin Luther King." Now, I guess Obama, basically just sent the head of Winston Churchill to exile back when he showed up, and it's been
off
hanging out over
head,
at the...
says yeah. Brock.
It's been hanging out over at the British Embassy. And so now, I guess when old Nigel Farage, was over hanging out with Trump
earlier. That's our Brexit buddy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. He suggested to the, they in this story, they call him the property billionaire, that he arranged to return that Winston Churchill guy back to the White House. And so Trump has requested that. And I guess he relayed the request for the return through, Jared Kushner, that's his son-in-law, and Stephen Bannon. They relayed it, and I guess that's going to happen, Sam. I mean,
well, and again, it all comes down to these are little things, but they make news, and they really tell you, you know, what people's beliefs are, okay?
And by the way, this story is coming from The Sun, which is a foreign, news source. You don't really see much talk about it in America, I don't think. They're too busy with the race, you know, card and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right, now, Sam? Here's the interesting thing, though. Donald Trump doesn't want to be known as a Martin Luther King Jr. guy.
No.
He wants to be known as a Churchill guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not telling you any of these political leaders are perfect, but I'm just telling you, if you said to me, do you want to be known as a Martin Luther King associate, supporter, whatever, Martin Luther King Jr., by the way, not even his real name, let's be clear, or, and by the way, I'm not really allowed to bash on Martin Luther King Jr. too much, so we'll move right along. But all I'm telling you is, or would you rather be associated with Winston Churchill, Kurt?
Yeah, good point, Sam.
See, it's kind of like I would basically make sure that the good General George Washington's bust was in my Oval Office, Kurt.
Yeah, all the good guys, you know, you'd want to put them in there. And, even Martin Luther King Jr. has some, good about him. But, you know, when you get rid of Winston Churchill and replace him with, others, it just doesn't make sense to me. Especially
that.
When you're trying to, it's your buddies. Britain, is part of, you want to be friends with all countries. And even though we had former disagreements with them, we certainly don't want to encourage our disagreements. We want to make good friends of all countries.
Amen to that. All right, folks. Now, they're blatantly, openly brainwashing your children now, Kurt, right? Speaking of the Brexit,
this isn't anything new, but the headline reads, Brainwashed Children Against Trump and Brexit, Top Education Mag, that's a magazine, I guess, tells teachers. So, I guess the magazine is called TES, stands for Times Educational Supplement, another magazine I'm glad I don't have to read. But anyway, according to a piece in there, they say lies were responsible for the electoral success of Donald Trump and Brexit, and the role of teachers is to push students towards progressive rebellion. That's according to a piece in this Times Educational Supplement. Now, I don't think Rush Limbaugh will be talking about this, Sam.
Not a chance.
But anyway, the...
although we would invite him to, though, Kurt.
Yeah, amen to that, we would. We would actually do that. Look there and see, I guess they talk about some show on the BBC called Tough Young Teachers, where they posted this Truth Politics. Now, I would, if they're talking about it being Truth Politics, I'd be pretty scared about it. But anyway, I just think, hey, here's just one more, truth piece that tells you how that education system is less than useful for your family.
Amen to that. Speaking of out of control government belligerence, now you got exercising fish, Kurt. Is that what?
Well, yeah, Jeff Flake. He's a, I think he's a senator from Arizona.
That is correct.
And
sir.
The guys at Roll Call, I guess something called TNS, have this piece. Senator Jeff Flake, I guess he highlights 50 examples of questionable, even frivolous federal spending. I mean, that's got to be tough to find.
Only 50?
He calls the latest volume Waste Book Porkumon Go, like Pokemon Go.
Ouch,
details more than $5 billion in inappropriate spending. Man, I bet we could find that
inappropriate. See, that's the word they replaced for fraudulent, Kurt.
Yeah. Government boondoggles come in all shapes and sizes and pop up just about everywhere, he said.
Boy, howdy, is that spot on.
Hopefully, he said, this report will be a guide to catch egregious spending lurking in the federal budget. Anyway, so he gives you some examples of it. He talks about $1.5 million that you spent, Sam, in grants through the National Science Foundation.
The Foundation?
It's called the National Science Foundation to test what happens when fish use treadmills. I guess in one example, a mud skipper, I guess that's a fish. It's not a rock that you skip across the water. But anyway, which is a fish, they say, that can outlive or live out of water longer than, it says post. I don't know what that means. It's put on a small treadmill. In the other case, bluegill fish were sent through treadmill-like swim tunnels. Then you spend $1.5 million on that. Flake highlighted $36,700 venture from the EPA to create a version of the Berkshire region of Massachusetts in the Minecraft video game. Instead of pouring money down the drain in virtual worlds, he says EPA should target resources to fixing real problems in the real world, the report said. Yeah, I'd just eliminate them. But anyway, the FBI also is in part of this. They spent $1.2 million. What were they doing? Well, they wanted to buy some art. And in this case, well, this sculpture that they bought for had some Western red cedar, and I guess it was making people sick. So they had to remove it. So anyway, there's your bunch of money. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, wait, the Comedy Center. There's something called the National Comedy Center, and you spent $1.7 million on the Commerce Department to make these holograms of comedians who've kicked the bucket. The first hologram developed was for the I Love Lucy lady. Yeah. So let's see what else. Oh, West Virginia University drew scrutiny in Flake's report for spending $3.5 million to figure out why people fear dentists. They say as scary as the different dentist stuff sounds, a recent survey found Americans have a higher opinion of root canals than Congress. So anyway, there's a lot
that's
of stuff
pretty good
in that
for
report,
Congress,
now, Sam.
Now, I guess there's policemen assigned to security duties at the Capitol, Kurt. And speaking of bad investments, we got some art up there at the Capitol to speak of, right?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember that story. Which one is that? There's so many.
It's called, I don't even know what to say, but it's Degenerate Agitprop Art. What's that? You know.
Huh.
Displayed at U.S. Capitol.
I don't remember this one, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, Sam, because, of course, they're watching carefully your tax dollars and making sure that nothing goes wrong with
it. I got to research this word while you're doing
that. Agitprop, I guess
they call
it.
I'm going to find out what that word means since you know.
All yeah.
Right. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I'm still struggling to say the word, Kurt. What is it, hijab? What, how do you say this word? I know what it means now, though, by the way.
Yeah, you've got agitprop.
Agitprop?
Agitprop. I guess
right,
it means
what it, means.
It agitates you.
No, come on, Kurt. Okay, look, what it means
it
is...
it agitates me.
Amen to that. You're right. But it really means communist propaganda through the arts, using art forms to promote communist propaganda, Kurt. That's what it means.
All right.
And I admit that I don't know every word, Kurt. You know, a lot of talk show hosts want you to believe they know everything. I mean, I actually know a few things, Kurt, but I don't know everything, and I blatantly admit it. I didn't know what the word meant. I had to look it up. I'm like, what? I don't even know how to say it, much less know what it means. So I just told you about it and looked it up, and now we all know what it means. See?
It's the Liberty News Daily piece, by the way, Sam.
Well, then that's because our author, Will Grigg, has got a greater vocabulary than I by far. But anyway.
It's amazing to read his stuff. But you can read it there at libertynewsdaily.com, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You can even hear it. If you want. But I guess at the U.S. Capitol, where they have a complex, but no, I guess that's what they call it. Anyway, the congressmen are each allowed to submit some artwork from their district for public viewing. But I guess they got one piece that shows police officers as pigs in the middle of black protesters. And for some reason, Sam, that's drawing some criticism from more than just art critics, they say. I guess the congressional Democrat Lacey Clay from a district in St. Louis chose to elevate the painting by a local high school senior despite the obvious institutional slur against police. I guess policemen that were assigned to security duties at the Capitol and local police unions, they were a little ticked off about this whole thing, and they're protesting it as unnecessarily inflammatory and demeaning. Imagine that. One guy, his name is Representative Dave Reichert. He's a Republican in Washington. He says, it's disheartening to see this depiction of law enforcement hanging in the hallway of our nation's capital, where officers work every day to protect our safety and freedoms. You know, he told that to the Independent Journal Review. I guess, unfortunately, he went on to say, many people of influence have taken part in promoting offensive and inaccurate caricatures, that's a fun word, of the very people who do the most to protect our families. Now, One resident of St. Louis, I guess, observed that if any other ethnic, religious, or work group were depicted this way, the art piece would be determined to be hate speech and removed from the wall, and the artist subject to criminal and civil penalties. I guess everyone's calling for better police community relations. And in St. Louis, this guy says, I've seen the beginning of this through many efforts, but if this teenage artist is allowed to scapegoat police, it only sets us back, this guy concludes. So, great article, great work, but, you know, it's just the way it is, right, Sam?
Yes, indeed. But what do you expect, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. I mean, good is called evil and evil is called good. You know, there we don't mean by this that there are no bad guys in the police force. We simply mean that it helps nothing to do this. In fact, it hurts the situation.
Amen to that. I guess the rise of the cashless city. There's this real danger of exclusion, writes the headline.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Sam, and these professional do-gooders, the world elites, have been trying to fix the world for a long time. And one way they want to do it, Sam, is to get rid of that evil thing called cash. Because, you know, criminals use it. Of course, they never use anything like a credit card or anything like that. They just always use cash. But in this case, I guess they say cities from Sweden to India are pushing for a totally cash-free society. But they say as more shops and transport networks, that means government transportation, insist on electric payments, where does this leave the smallest traders and the poorest inhabitants? Yeah, like, you know, those guys sitting, the homeless guy sitting on the street corner, they've got to have some way to, what, swipe your card? this guy says, scrolling through my online bank statements at Christmas, I was surprised to find I hadn't removed cash from an ATM for well over 4 months. And I would suggest you better get back out there and do some right now. But he said, thanks to the ubiquity, that means it's everywhere, of electronic payment systems, it has become increasingly easy to glide around London to a chorus of approving bleeps. Now, they don't say this in this story, Sam, but just imagine if some bad guy just tries to mess with that system and it goes down, and aren't you kind of in a world of hurt try to buy something?
Yeah, but they're the ones that are going to be that guy.
Yeah, good point. That's exactly
that's
right.
Problem.
Especially for guys like, well, Sam Bushman, who, you know, is probably a problem anyway, and so we got to make sure his cards don't work.
A racist, a hater, you know the drill.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, now,
but anyway,
you think that's around the world,
on.
Kurt, but what really happens is the United States meddles in the affairs of almost all nations. And what happens is they try these schemes in other nations where the people are a whole lot less accustomed to freedom.
Yeah.
So you got the rise of the cashless city. It articulates that it's happening around the world to take cities cashless. They talk about what a inequity it is because there's a real danger of exclusion for poor people and other people who can't use digital capabilities. Okay. But then the next headline in my mind really lays it out. U.S. government waging global war on cash. So the United States government's at the helm of it all, Kurt. And what's important to know is this has, you know, one, the disparity is a problem, all that stuff. But what it really has to do is tyrannical control of the United States around the world. And trust you me, the blowback will be absolutely off the charts for this, Kurt.
Yep. And, you know, they typically, some of these professional do-gooders, they think they have, you know, good, what do you call them, good ideas or a way to kind of make the world a better place. But in the end, you know, most of the time what they do to try to fix things causes more problems. And one guy, he wants to just replace cash with electronic platforms. What happens when the power goes out, big boy? What happens if, you know, the bad guys get a hold of that system? You know, and the one guy ends the story and says, if we cannot find a common payment ecosystem, we may find ourselves wandering through divided cities, separated by the sound of bleeps and the shuffling of cold, hard cash.
Well, that's critical.
Never seems too cold or really hard to me. Does it seem cold or hard to you, Sam?
Well, you know, they call it cold, hard cash for a reason, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, I like the feel of it myself.
I like the feel of gold, you know, and silver.
Yeah, amen to that. But if you can't have it, I mean, compared to the beep beeps and stuff like that, I'd sure take the
clink,
paper
clink
money
of the
at
metal.
Least.
Thank heavens.
Yeah,
for
that's
that. All right, now,
good point.
Two quick stories we got to cover before the end of the hour.
Yeah.
Police union chief puzzled. The citizens resent seeing cops act like robbers, Kurt. He doesn't understand why we would resent that. And what's wrong with this idiot?
Yeah, I can't figure it out. It's the Liberty News Daily piece. Chuck Canterbury, national president of the Fraternal Order of Police, or FOP, complains that, you know, the public's a little outraged over civil asset forfeiture. By the way, Will says, a process in which police and prosecutors can seize money and property from citizens without filing criminal charges. Although I guess some states have sought to reform, if not abolish this practice, the federal government's equitable sharing program allows police to take the confiscated property and return 90% of it to the local agency that seized it. They just take 10%. Now, Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions, the guy that wants that Trump wants to be the next attorney general, he's a passionate supporter of asset forfeiture and the equitable sharing program. Too bad. Not surprisingly, as Canterbury points out, not a single major law enforcement organization supported legislation ending the equitable sharing program. They always call it a fun, nice word. If it was the federal government steal your money sharing program, it wouldn't be that popular. Anyway, the bottom line is it's literally, this guy says, an argument in favor of stealing. They describe civil asset forfeiture as a way to deprive criminals of both the proceeds and tools of crime. And a lot of people think that's a good idea. The only problem is, well, where does it, you know, the bad stop and the, you know, they start beating on the good people. But the bottom line is that's why, you know, we're supposed to have what due process in America, Sam? You know,
amen. Imagine to that. All right, final quick story. Obama's Napoleon moment, Kurt. We don't have much time for this, but it's an interesting point as he leaves office.
That's right. And this is the Liberty News Daily piece, but basically, you know, back then, Napoleon in 1804 took the crown from the Pope and put it on his own head. And now Obama has given himself a nice big award. You know, I'm sure you would have been for it, Sam, but he gave himself a nice big award before leaving office.
Well, if nobody else will give you an award, you might as well give yourself one. I'm just saying.
Wow.
There you have it. The shamed Barack, who faked his own birth certificate to the world, got caught at it, leaves office. Thank the good Lord for blessings. This nation shall endure.